91.7 KXT, very glad to welcome Gregory Alan Isakoff to our studios. You're playing tonight at the Live Oak, so hey, thanks for making time to make a little detour and play here before the show.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about your new album, The Weatherman, and some other questions, but in just a minute. But do you want to get right into a song right away?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, this is called Suitcase Full of Sparks. Traveling through the graveyard with a suitcase full of sparks. Honey, I'm just trying to find my way to you. I lit up every campfire I found out in the dark. Oh, I cut down all the cottonwoods. I picked up all the arrowheads, all buffalo trails of the Indians. The Oklahoma sky was cutting through. Along the tracks with the runaway, he just talks and talks and talks. Yeah, I'm just trying to find my way to you. And I quit counting stars at night in the cold by the satellite field. Yeah, and I quit panning gold, digging holes. Yeah, I'm just trying to find my way to you. Yeah. And I swam across the poncho, took a train to Cataloo. Opened up my guitar case, yeah, all the songs were blue. Haunted all the alleys, Lord, I drifted down the valleys. Yeah, I'm just trying to find my way to you. And I quit casting hooks off the California coast we held so dear. Yeah, and I quit flashing smiles, running wild. Yeah, I'm just trying to find my way. To the ocean, she never wrote me back. All the countless days along the sea of blue, learned the language of the mockingbird. She took and twisted all my words. Yeah, I'm just trying to find my way to you. And I'll meet you in the graveyard and the winter trees and stars. Oh, we could open up this suitcase full of sparks. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Gregory Alan Isakoff on 91.7 KXT, playing tonight at the Live Oak in Fort Worth. And maybe your memory's better than mine. I'm trying to. The last time you were here in North Texas, you played in Dallas. It was late last year, right? Was it November?
It was about a year ago, I think.
Okay.
And we hung out.
Yeah, yeah. We chatted a little bit after the show at the church in Uptown, yeah. And, you know, it's funny. At that point, you were this new record, The Weatherman, wasn't done yet.
Right.
You were kind of putting the finishing touches up
on it.
You know,
yeah. We actually spent a couple of years on a record that we ended up shelving. And we were in Europe last year and started writing a whole lot of new songs. And that sort of became The Weatherman, what we just put out now. So we kind of made the record pretty quickly in the past year.
Uh-huh. Once you scrapped and moved in a new direction, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because it's been 4 years since your last record, since this Empty Northern Hemisphere. So, I mean, were you taking time off, or?
We were traveling a lot. We've actually been spending a lot of time in studios when we were home, and then, you know, I started. You know, it's kind of one of those tough decisions when you have a lot of new material happening, and you're not sure if you're going to follow it or you're going to work on the old stuff. And I came up to this kind of crossroads, and I thought I better choose. So I ended up just kind of working on the new stuff, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah. Well, that record that you ended up not doing, that one you were making in Europe, and then this record, The Weatherman, you made in Colorado. You just went up into the mountains and recorded it there. So was it important for you to just kind of get back home and kind of work on the record without distractions? Or, I mean, or how important is the location where you make the record? I guess it's a better question.
It's been really nice working in Colorado. And Jamie Mefford, who engineered and produced our last record, him and I worked together up in Nederland. And it was great. We just camped out there for a few months at a time. And slowly but surely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I also like, telling the story, too, that, you know, that you ended up in Colorado because you were a horticulture major at CU and then, you know, kind of got sidetracked by music. And the more I think about it, I mean, the two are completely different because, I mean, farming, very, very solitary, and you stay in one place. But yet for music, you have to travel all around. So it's kind of like you're balancing the two, kind of.
Yeah, it worked out nicely. I mean, you know, I worked at farms for a long time, and then I would tour kind of on the off season. And then... you know, now I have to kind of carve time out to have a garden at home, which is cool with me.
Yeah, yeah. You get to balance them both, yeah. Well, it's Gregory Alan Isakoff playing tonight at the Live Oak. You want to do another song?
Yeah. This is another new one. It's called Living Proof.
Bicycle bells, the dark had wooden teeth. Oh, we broke on up to hill country. The air was thin and sweet. Lord, the air was thin and sweet. She held on to my coat that night like a kid lost in her sleeves. Oh, we warmed the ground, we hushed our sound, slept on walking feet. Lord, we slept on walking feet. Oh, darling, pardon me. Can you help me remember when we were flying free? And we burned from our bodies, and we were flicker and flame. And we burned till the morning, darling. Pardon me. Hey, hey, hey. And off in the night, you can hear them bright, the sirens of the sea. Oh, and city birds and alley girls, they all just sing for free. Oh, they all just sing for free. Oh, darling, pardon me. But you, I look familiar when we were larkspur and leaves. We were strong through the tether and we were silver and stone. We were the lust of the miners, darling, pardon me. She glowed all calico like phosphor in the sea. To the ground we fall, she owns us all, kings and boys and beasts. Oh, kings and boys and beasts. Oh, darling, pardon me, but you, I look familiar. We were lying free, and we burned from a freight train. We were flickers of truth in the smile of a salesman. We were buried jewels beneath the grass in the suburbs, and we were living proof. Darling, pardon me.
Thank you very much. It sounded great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's Gregory Allen Isakoff on KXT. You want to introduce your band?
This is Phil Parker here on the cello.
Hello.
This is Jeb Bowes on the violin.
Hello there.
And that's Steve Varney.
Hi.
And this is, you know, kind of what we're going to expect tonight at the Live Oak. And, you know, it was fun listening to the new record, The Weatherman, because I heard ukulele on your record first time. So there's going to be a little ukulele tonight too, maybe?
No, or? You know, I didn't bring it out with me. I learned a lot of new instruments for this record. Jamie gave me a ukulele for my birthday last year. I learned that. And then I learned some pedal steel. But, you know, we didn't log them around this time.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to get damaged on the road too, yeah.
Man, ukuleles are heavy.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Them and piano players, boy. Yeah. Tough. Yeah. All right, well, again, thanks so much for stopping by. It's great chatting with you again. We go all the way back to Colorado, so it's good to see the new record, and come back and see us next time you're in town.
We definitely will. Thanks so much.
Yeah. It's 91.7 KXT.